Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Sharon, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today. Today is Thursday, February 19th. Yesterday, we began the season of Lent. This week, different staff members are reading passages that lead us to self-reflection, prayer, repentance, and renewal. Today, we'll be reading from 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 2, as well as Psalms 40, verses 1 through 10, and I'm reading today from the NIV translation. 1 John 1, beginning with verse 5, and my Bible says, light and darkness, sin and forgiveness. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. Continuing now, we'll read Psalms 40, beginning with verse 1 and continuing through verse 10. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of a slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you have planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. As I was thinking about these passages, first I wanted to think a little bit about 1 John 1, verse 5. God is light and he is holy. And then in verse 6, because Jesus lives in us, there definitely should be a difference in how we live. And verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive us. And then in Psalms 40, verse 1, David reminds us that he is patiently waiting, and we need to be patient and know that God is always with us. And in verse 8, David desires to do God's will, and he will proclaim God and his love to others. We need to tell others about the saving love of Jesus. As we approach Easter, we need to remember that God became man. He was without sin and yet took our sins on the cross. I also want to focus on the holiness of God. I want to confess my sin and be thankful for forgiveness. I want to proclaim his love to others. Let us pray. Father, thank you for sending Jesus, the one who is perfect and yet died on the cross for our sins. We confess how much we need you. Help us to share your light with others. In your name we pray. Amen.